We're back here with Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9. And the house, the setting of the house yesterday, getting off to a fiery start. We had a number of outbursts and people appearing to lose their temper. And the Member of Parliament for Fox Hill, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Fred Mitchell, had a lot to say about former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram not staying for the speech from the throne last week. He gave a very passionate address. Let's take a listen.
Let us be clear. He has left this country in shambles. Yes. He is a bitter man. Yes. And he has a nerve to open his mouth. Yes. Two issues I immediately want to take issue with. He told the press that the PLP could not help but be anything but incompetent. Now, if we were on a basketball court, that's something they would tell you about your mother about. But since we're in Parliament, we won't say that. Incompetent? I could tell you about incompetent. We heard about incompetence this morning. When the truth is known, and people ask school children in the future, how do you spell incompetent? They're going to spell it I-N-G-R-A-A-H-A-M. Good. That's how they're going to spell it. Incompetent? I don't understand this fellow. Proverbs says, the Bible says, Proverbs says, there's a time to speak and there's a time to be quiet. Just be silent. Go away. If you're gone, go away. Just be quiet. And this is the time for silence. You think to yourself, when is this big grown man going to get over the bitterness of his birth and childhood experiences? Are these the things that cause him to be so bitter and angry and contemptuous of the people which he led? Mm-hmm. When you read the interview and his final speech to his party, what I don't understand is how someone who has come from such humble beginnings, who has done so well in this country, why would he be contemptuous of the people who he leads? Why? Why? What have we done him? What have we done him? Except reward him with the highest office in the country, and yet speaks and deals with us in such bitterness and contempt. It is contemptible. When you read this interview, what? Unbelievable. When you read the interview, Mr. Speaker, and his final speech to his party that he abandoned as if it were a dead cat on election night, it is a charter for selfishness and megalomania. I, he says. The words that he accepts the responsibility for the loss of his party, but on the night when he was needed to shore up the troops, he say, fellas, I gone.
Member of Parliament for Fox Hill, Fred Mitchell there. Quite a rant, almost.
Now that's what you call parliamentary theater. That is fine. I mean, this is what politicians do. And that's all opinion. Now, when you come to the realm of facts, the leader of the opposition and the former Minister of State for Finance, this is becoming disturbing because do you remember when the Department of Statistics came up with their report with respect to the GDP? The Minister of State for Finance went at great lengths to talk about the issues with that report.
This is the one in which they said the roadworks had impacted the economy.
Right. Mm-hmm. You see, politicians cannot have their own facts. You could have your own opinions, but you cannot have your own facts, right? And this is why I love sports. In sports, you know when you're winning and when you're losing. Your opinion about why you're winning or losing doesn't really matter. We've got to get to the place in the Bahamas where we agree on certain facts. You know, in accounting, they have this thing called generally accepted accounting principles, right? and I just don't. Do you remember when Moody's came with their analysis?
Right.
You know, this is becoming a pattern with Bahamian politicians that they want their own facts and they want their facts to correlate with their belief and their programs, and it just does not work that way.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a situation. Everybody believes they're right. Everybody
they're not
doing
the
right thing.
What you believe is not important here. We have the facts. The facts and your opinion don't go together. And this is why it's so important to see what the central bank is saying about this whole this whole thing. Where did this money go? How did the central bank account for this? The governor of the central bank, she's got an important role to play in this whole saga that's going to play out over the next coming days. And I think the cabinet secretary as well.
We want to know what you think. We want to hear what you have to say. 323-8160, 323-6232. We have a caller on the line now. Good morning, caller. This is Morning Blend.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Ladies not now, say.
No, not today. Hopefully she'll be back next week.
Next week I'll give a vacation, man.
She's under the weather. Wish her well.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in reference, Fred's the strongest now, man. He was strong. And he's supposed to say the same thing about Lang. Because, I mean, Lang is right now in the face of failure. I mean, they got this economy ruined. He borrowed and borrowed and borrowed and borrowed with arrogance. I would not stop him and Ms. Ingram. And right now today, with Dr. Minnis, they're saying that, you know, basically this new administration is at fault for us being in such a big hole. You know, I mean, common sense ain't common anymore. And we need a commission of inquiry that has teeth, that sends them further than where they believe they are supposed to be going. Because the Prime Minister said that, you know, being voted out of office is not enough. You know, and his penalty should be, you know, in jail, man, as with Shivago Lang and the whole posse, because all of them stood by and watched this whole thing go on without opening their mouths. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No, I'm telling you, Dwight, this is really becoming disturbing because the leaders of our country, they should not be, they ought to be very careful. And what you'll see playing out over the coming days is they keep talking in these echo chambers, and so their supporters will begin to spew what they're saying, their talking points, and you'll hear the talking points from the other side. And what begins to happen, and this is how